Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for March corn down 2.5 cents at 672¾. March wheat down 8.5 cents at 752½. And March beans down 4.5 cents at 1530. I think we're under pressure. Concerns about China with this balloon, spy balloon floating over Montana, maybe heading toward North Dakota. The president wanted to shoot it down, but the chiefs, the joint chiefs, said don't do it. So at any rate, tensions are a little bit higher than they've been, and that is leading to traders to, you know, question how much we're going to sell to the Chinese anytime soon. Some people are saying that the weather is better in Argentina. Some are saying it's a little worse. It looks like they've taken out the extreme heat. They were supposed to get up to 100 degrees a week from Saturday, but they pared that down to 90. There's one rain expected, so maybe a little bit better today than it was yesterday. But overall, I don't see much change out here. Next week, we get the supply and demand report. I would imagine the government's going to lower the Argentinian numbers, but I don't think it'll be as bad as some would think it would be. Let's see, what else do we have here? Egypt bought 535,000 metric tons of Russian wheat, so the U.S. lost out on that business. The unemployment number was down to 3.4. That's the lowest level since Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. The bonds are down 1.2. The Dow Jones is currently down 212, but that's about 60 off its lows. Crude oil is up 16 cents. The silver is down 93 cents. That's about a $2 break in 2 days here. Gold's down 38 bucks. So, you know, the general tenor seems to be lower prices around the commodity world here. And I don't disagree with that. Longer term, I just don't see the U.S. being able to sell the Chinese a whole lot of grain. Brazilians are moving their harvest along. Their weather looks pretty good. Looking at a monster crop there. And I just don't see that longer term the U.S. is going to get much, if any, business out of China for beans out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.